Now they're rolling. You can look at the screen to see the status.
Okay.
So now, by doing them both at the same time, basically, you know, I might be a fraction of a second off, but now both sides of the camera are very, very close to sync.
That's good.
It makes things easier.
Yeah.
I cut you off. You were going to say it. It makes things easier.
Yeah, it took the words right out of my mouth, Robbie.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to try to hold this fairly stable. This is going to be really weird for you folks because I'm holding this, and it's a 360 view. But there you have it. So we're actually recording right now.
In 360.
In 360. This is a video that we're going to be using to produce to show you how this camera can be used. So I'm shooting 4K per side, so a full 8K of video, and then we're going to be putting it into a spherical 4K equirectangular video format eventually. We're going to do everything. You're going to learn all about how to work with this stuff.
Marvelous.
So that's all that we need to do. Now, as you know, we're recording to these cameras with the internal microphones, just like you saw in our unboxing video, but I'm also recording to the show with my headset microphone. Always have a supplemental audio source for any video that you're doing. So that might mean a lavalier microphone going into a recording device. I use a Zoom H4n. It works fantastic. So you know, that's a great way to do it. And then you just sync up the audio later, and then you get better quality audio.
That's smart. Sir Wenzel said you can sync by using a clapper or a camera flash.
Yeah, you can use a clapboard. I like to use a clapboard, but sometimes I'll just clap my hands.
Oh, that's smart too.
And then you've got a nice little spike in the audio, and you can also see the video portion of when your hands have the impact. So, but there you have it. Okay, so there's our video. How do we look tonight? You can kind of look around a little bit. You can see my computer screen. You can see our camera there.
Right.
We're actually recording this live on the air on episode number 475. And this is going to be produced in the next couple of instances of this series as we look at how to make 360 video with these consumer devices. So these devices are available at cat5.tv/actioncam. And as you can see at home, we've got two of them butted back to back. And that gives us the view of not just the front, but also the rear of the camera as well, or however you want to position it. So that's all there is to it. So,
there you have it.
Hope you enjoyed the demonstration.
Super happy we picked this episode to do this.
Yeah, because we look
awesome.
This is how we dress.
Amazing.
This is how we dress every day. I'm thinking that might be a good thing. I like the hat, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It makes my head look huge.
Because it's itty bitty. Mine makes me look like I have a little munchkin head.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I think that gives us enough footage to work with. So
all
there we go.
Right.
So now I can just push the power.